This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we make our way through the second week of November, the Illinois Crop Progress and Condition Report says corn harvest is 83% complete compared to 91% for the five-year average. Soybean harvest 92% compared to 94% last year. And winter wheat planted at 90% compared to 92% last year. Winter wheat emerged is at 73% compared to 70% for the five-year average. And winter wheat condition rated 7% very poor, 5% poor, 28% fair, 46% good, and 14% excellent. Well, speaking of harvest, Governor Rauner has declared a statewide harvest emergency to help farmers hit hard by rain-related delays throughout Illinois. Rauner issued a statement saying the declaration is in effect for 45 days, and it began Sunday, November 5th. The declaration means drivers carrying ag commodities like grain can get a free permit to exceed gross vehicle limits. Rauner's office said federal statistics show that Illinois corn harvest at the end of October was 17% behind last year's progress. The emergency harvest permit can be obtained on the Illinois Transportation Automated Permits website, and you must have a separate permit for each truck moving overweight ag commodities. The permits can be obtained today through December 19th at no cost. The emergency harvest permit only permits travel on state routes. It does not cover travel on interstates or local routes. And Illinois Farm Bureau Director of State Legislation, Kevin Simlo, says if you do plan to travel on a local road, contact your road commissioner or county engineer to see if they will allow the added weight.
If the governor declares a harvest emergency, they would have to go and get a permit from the Department of Transportation. There's going to be no cost, but there is a form you have to go online and get to get your route approved to go on a state route. To move onto a local road or from a local road, you would have to call your local road jurisdiction to talk to them about how, if they're going to honor the extra weight on granted by the harvest declaration or not. So you'd have to call your road commissioner or your county highway engineer, depending on which road you were traveling on.
It's also recommended to check state routes online at gettingaroundillinois.gov before you haul. That way you can ensure that no routes are closed and no legal weight or posted ton structures are crossed. And if you have questions, this information can be found online at truckpermits.dot.illinois.gov. Well, in an agreement signed last week, John Deere is expected to be the first direct sale of U.S. machinery to Cuba in more than half a century. An agreement signed at the Havana Fair last week between John Deere executives and Cuba calls for the shipment of several hundred tractors and associated implements over a four-year period. Farm Equipment Magazine reports the vast majority of the tractors to be sold will be the company's baseline 5000 series between 75 and 115 horsepower. In signing the agreement, Deere Company officials said the sale of farm tractors and implements to Cuba will improve food security for the Cuban people. The announcement comes a day after a Caterpillar dealer announced it will open a distribution center in Cuba. Both companies seem to be racing to establish a foothold in Cuba before the Trump administration follows through with prohibiting sales to the country. The first shipment of Deere tractors is scheduled to arrive in Cuba in mid-November. In other news, DowDuPont has shut down a 30-million-gallon ethanol plant in Nevada, Iowa. The $225 million operation uses corn cobs, husks, and stalks to produce the renewable fuel. 90 workers are out of a job as a result of the move. The project has received about $14 million in state grants since 2010 and was granted $3.4 million in tax credits. State officials are looking at what the company may need to repay. The plant closing was part of a DowDuPont announcement that the company will be downsizing its global workforce by 5-7%, along with consolidating and shutting down some facilities. DowDuPont finalized its $150 billion merger on August 31st this year. The company is planning to cut $3 billion in costs as it spins off three separate businesses, including agriculture, material sciences, and specialty products. DowDuPont is the parent company of DuPont Pioneer, and says the restructuring will begin next year, even though some job losses have already taken place. A skeleton crew will maintain the Iowa ethanol plant until a buyer is found. The company says the next generation plant no longer fits into its future plans. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.